Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office arrested a juvenile and a 22-year-old Redway man for felony assault after the victim suffered life-threatening injuries this morning. Around 5:30, the Sheriff's Office responded to the Garberville Town Square and contacted the victim, who was suffering from injuries after being attacked by the two suspects, both of whom fled the area afterwards. The victim was transported to the hospital and law enforcement followed a blood trail that led to a house in the 600 block of Locust Street. 22-year-old Zachary Brown and a juvenile were placed under arrest, and the two were booked into county jail and juvenile hall respectively on felony assault charges. Following up on an investigation into drug activity, the Eureka Police Department's POP unit served a search warrant at a 4th Street residence on Tuesday morning. Detectives detained three people upon arrival, Tierra and Laura Milligan, as well as Brian Adams. A search of the residence turned up methamphetamine, paraphernalia, and cash related to drug sales, and all three were booked into county jail. While the search was underway, 21-year-old Jordan Cordoza, who had outstanding warrants out in his name, walked inside stating he was looking for someone, and he was subsequently arrested. Later, as detectives were finishing the search, 31-year-old Christopher Nichols was arrested for public intoxication after he approached detectives admitting that he was looking for drugs. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is searching for five suspects involved in a home invasion robbery that occurred on Meadowview Road in Bimbo on Tuesday morning. The victim spoke with deputies and he reported that the suspects arrived to his home in a black lifted Ford truck armed with handguns and crowbars. After destroying all of the phones inside of the house, the suspects stole $1,500 in cash as well as a shotgun, and they later forced the victim inside of his own car and dropped him off at a different location. The victim's vehicle was later found abandoned under the Dean Creek Bridge, and the group of suspects, comprised of three white male adults and two black male adults, remain at large. The Eureka Police Department's volunteer vehicle abatement team has been successful since they began in January, as they've removed 200 abandoned cars from city streets. Now the police department will launch a new volunteer group this Friday, the Graffiti Removal and Abatement Team. The program will put volunteers into small teams as they remove graffiti from public property, and in some cases, will help owners of private property remove graffiti as well. Volunteers will begin working this Friday, and for those interested in volunteering, can contact the Eureka Police Department. Three skilled nursing facilities in the greater Humboldt Bay area could potentially close down, and Senator Mike McGuire sent a letter to the State Department of Public Health urging them to reject the closure plan. The three facilities are owned by Rockport Management, and the closure of those facilities would mean that the number of nursing beds available to residents would go down from 449 to 191, a 58% reduction. McGuire will hold multiple meetings with several local healthcare groups this week to discuss possible solutions. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A New Hampshire man has gone missing. Dan Squire has more.
The family of 22-year-old Riley Bean, who moved to Humboldt County from New Hampshire about 3 years ago, has reported him as a missing person. Bean was last in contact with his family on Mother's Day, and it's a concern that he has not been in contact since. Bean has worked in the marijuana industry and was last known to be working in Garberville, and his family has been unable to reach him by phone. He's a white male adult, 6'2", 170, with brown hair and hazel eyes. Anyone with information about Bean or his whereabouts is asked to contact authorities.
Thank you, Dan. Members of the Yurok, Karuk, and Hoopa tribes have announced their support for the ongoing protest against a pipeline project across Native lands in North Dakota. Local tribal members have traveled to North Dakota to assist the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, and there will be a rally in Klamath on Friday to voice opposition to the proposed pipeline. True North Organizing, which represents Native tribes across the Northwest, has organized the event, which will take place along the banks of the Klamath River from noon until 2 p.m. The investigation into an armed robbery incident that left a Willow Creek man in the hospital with gunshot wounds has now turned into a homicide investigation after the victim died from his wounds on Monday. 44-year-old Dana Hudson was shot when multiple suspects assaulted him on Sabretooth Road in Willow Creek on August 12. The suspects fled the scene in Hudson's yellow pickup truck, and Hudson was flown to an out-of-area hospital. Hudson died of complications from the wounds, and the investigation into the death is ongoing. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.